La Horia wa Ahadul Alumni Intifada.
Joe Carr is a musician and activist who does solidarity work in Palestine and Iraq, and who recently toured through Ann Arbor, Michigan. Late on a Friday night, a few dozen people crowded into the small back room of the Planet to hear Joe speak and sing about his experiences in Iraq and Palestine.
So I just released this new album called Resistance to Empire. It's about my experiences in Palestine and Iraq. I've spent the last 3 years going back and forth between Palestine and the U.S. doing solidarity work. Also spent a month in Iraq with the Christian Peacemaker teams. I spent most of my time in Iraq and Baghdad. The Christian Peacemaker teams lives in a Iraqi neighborhood in downtown Baghdad. No armed protection. They're the only international organization with international staff on the ground in Iraq, not in some kind of barricades with armored guards. But I spent most of my time in Baghdad, but did get the chance to visit Fallujah. Fallujah, of course, is the city U.S. Hit very hard in two major bombardments, one in November and again in April. And Fallujah is a city the size of Cincinnati. 250,000 Iraqis. 100,000 Iraqis from Fallujah are now homeless because of the major destruction from these bombardments. The U.S. destroyed 60 to 70% of the city, including entire neighborhoods. So I waited several hours to get through the very restrictive checkpoints and got to see what's left of this city. But people are trying to rebuild. Very difficult, but they're working on it. And the resistance continues. Though Fallujah is far from pacified, despite what the U.S. officials may believe. U.S. troops can't go more than 20 to 30 minutes in Fallujah neighborhood without being attacked by resistance fighters. So it remains to be a symbol, a powerful symbol of resistance to occupation.
How is the relationship between the Iraqis and the soldiers?
Well, it's totally varied, you know. I mean, there's huge pluralistic, you know, different opinions on this. The only real points of unity were hatred for the new Iraqi troops. They really, really don't like these new paramilitary military forces that the U.S. is training in counterinsurgency tactics, which is what we see in Latin America. They're training them in these, like, brutal torture, you know, major human rights violations kind of stuff.
There are insurgents too, right?
Well, or there's, you know, there's different levels of just people who go in there to do whatever they want because they're given a gun and some legitimacy, and then they can just ransack houses and, you know, mess with people. And in general, there seems to be less consequences for Iraqi violations. It seems like if you think of U.S. troops having any rules that they go by at all, which is hard to think of, considering stuff that they've done in the world, it's apparently still more than these Iraqi troops have that can get away with this. As well as the U.S. is using these racial tensions. They're using these divide and conquer tactics to brainwash the Shia into being really anti-Sunni, which is easy because the Sunni, because Saddam, with the Sunni power, you know, oppressed the Shia a lot. The U.S. is very strategically using that to pit them against each other, to keep them from uniting against the U.S. I mean, it's a standard tactic of empires. So the Iraqi government, because of that, has no legitimacy. I mean, it's never going to have any kind of legitimacy as long as the U.S. is there trying to use them, you know, as a puppet force. I wrote this one song entirely in Arabic that Laura and I can do for you here. It was based off of a flag that was on the wall of this group I visited in Iraq. Their group in Baghdad called Women's Will. It's an Iraqi anti-occupation feminist group. That has as many men as women in it, and they work together to resist the occupation and work for women's rights and women's role in the resistance and stuff. And they had this flag on their wall, this beautiful Arabic phrase on it, and it said, La salam bedun adala, no peace without justice. La salam bedun adala, binshuf un nasr inshallah. Kul ihtilal yamut bi thaura ya amriki wa arabi yalla. No peace without justice. We'll see victory if God wills us. All empires burn in revolution. Come on. Everyone, come on.
Joe Carr spent much of the last 3 years in Palestine working first with Christian peacemaker teams and then with the International Solidarity Movement. He witnessed the construction of Israel's quote-unquote security wall firsthand. The wall, which is currently being built to surround Palestine's occupied territories, stands three times the height of the Berlin Wall and will eventually run for over 700 kilometers. In 2004, the International Court of Justice ruled that the wall and its associated regime is illegal. Banksy, a graffiti artist who, like Jokar, uses his creative talent to resist the Israeli occupation, has stated that the wall, quote, essentially turns Palestine into the world's largest open-air prison.
So this wall Israel's building in Palestine, right? It's a powerful symbol of Israeli colonization. And so Palestinians have launched this major campaign every week, massive demonstrations. But not just Palestinians, but Israelis are coming into Palestine to demonstrate alongside their fellow Palestinians and internationals like myself and Laura and people today. So it's really powerful to see Israelis standing alongside Palestinians in resistance to their government, being beaten and tear gassed and arrested alongside. In many ways, building bridges out of the resistance to the wall. So I wrote this song inspired by that. It's called Why Build Walls. Security is purely absurdity. It's clearly for them to see that people will not be free. You see, the plan has always been to expand, expel the hated natives, and expropriate the land. Divide and bind a Palestine of bamboo stands, and expect the peasantry to silently withstand. But this wall will not at all bring safety for Israel. Back a rap into a corner, and it fights like hell.
To hear more of Jokar's music, visit his website at lovinrevolution.org. I'm Megan Williamson for Black Box Radio.
The walls and all their borders hoarding freedom from confinement.